Editorial. Welcome to this spring edition of Inclusion Now. Here's a pointer to a few of the topics covered in this issue. We begin with an article that profiles the life and work of Charlotte Vuyiswa McLean-Nkhapo, Global Disability Advisor at the World Bank. It's an inspirational piece in which Charlotte explains how her, quote, early exposure to racism and inequality influenced her life's work for social justice and equality for all, unquote. On page 9, Tiandi Groof describes her legal training in the Netherlands and how this has informed her views on, quote, dignity, discrimination and accommodation in education, unquote. She concludes that, quote, fulfilling the rights of disabled persons is the litmus test for civilization, unquote. On page 21, Simone Aspis looks ahead to the United Nations' next assessment of our government's progress toward implementation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. She explains how ALFI has been gathering evidence in preparation for this event and describes what's in the report that we'll be presenting to the UN Monitoring Committee. This February saw the publication of our government's flagship white paper on levelling up. In his article, page 17, Richard Reiser provides some detailed analysis on how these measures, with their emphasis on increased academisation and rigid testing regimes, are likely to impact disabled children and students. Finally, on page 24, Kennedy Nengu describes the many challenges facing those trying to develop inclusive education in Mozambique. Mike Lambert, ALFI trustee and member of the Inclusion Now editorial board.